Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can give us a call. It's toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if it's a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's www.mvpinsure.us. That's MVPinsureUS. Brand new site, mobile friendly, very, very easy to navigate, lots of interesting stuff, so be sure to check that out. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email? You can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, Halloween is almost here. And I've seen lots of pumpkins around the neighborhoods here. And I thought that I would share some ideas. You know, you do the carved stuff, and that's cool. But some stuff that I've been seeing online was very interesting, where you could decorate pumpkins without having to carve them. So I thought I would share with you some tips from an article. The website is whatmomslove.com. And you can go to our website again. That's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. You click on that, it'll bring you to our blog for today. If you happen to be listening to this later on, no problem. Just go ahead and click on that link, it'll bring you to the blog. The upper right of the blog is a search. You just type in pumpkin decorating ideas and it'll bring you to the post for this particular broadcast. Now, this article showcases 70 different ways to decorate a pumpkin without carving. It is safe for the little ones, depending on the decoration method. It's creative and downright fun. Now, this first one here kind of brings me back. I'm old enough to remember the 1970s and a lot of the fads and fashions that went on during the 70s. A lot of homemade crafts came about there. You know, recycling was really big. Beginning back then, recycling was really big. You know, like turning bleach bottles into piggy banks and, you know, all sorts of things to upcycle that's what it's called now, upcycling items and other things. I remember my dad was really big into macrame. He would do these macrame owls that he would sell at craft shows. Got pieces of driftwood from the local beach here to use as his, not template, but, you know, the starting points for his macrame, and he made these owls. It was really neat. Even had little wooden beads for the eyes woven in, so it was really neat. I don't think he saved any of them, but I remember that. Another thing that I remember that he took up, and I think he only did it once, and that was nail art. I don't know if you remember or know what nail art is. It was basically what he got was a kit, and it was a sailboat. Yeah, it was a sailboat with some winds, with some sails on it. And basically what it was is you had all these little nails that you would tack into this board in a pattern, just like a connect the dot kind of thing. And then you had string. And you would basically wrap it around one of the nails and then keep going back and forth following a certain pattern. And as you keep going, you could see this sailboat kind of come to life, kind of like a 3D thing. So it was really cool. It burns into my brain that he sat there and would meticulously wind this string around these nails, and eventually it did show a picture of a sailboat. Lots of different patterns, stuff like that. But I saw on this article from whatmomslove.com, you can do nail art pumpkins. Basically, all you need are nails or brads, depending on the size of the pumpkin. I mean, you get a small pumpkin, you're not going to want to use huge nails. You're going to want to get little brads to put in there. And then obviously the bigger pumpkins, you're going to need bigger nails. And then you're also going to need some colored embroidery floss. You can go to Joann's Fabrics. You can go to Michael's. Maybe the Dollar Store or Dollar General may have some cheap embroidery floss that you can get. And then basically what you do is you push the nails and brads randomly into your pumpkin, or you can have a design on your pumpkin. And you need to leave a little bit of the nail head exposed, because that's what you're going to wrap the string around. And then you just start. You tie it around one nail and kind of tie it off into a knot. And then just start weaving it up and down, round, all the way around the nails to make different designs. You could use all sorts of different colored floss to do it. Like I said, you can make a design. So if you want to do a sailboat, or if you want to do a pumpkin face or something like that, you can do that with the nail and the floss. Very easy to do. It's pretty much safe for the kiddies because, you'll be with them putting the nails into the pumpkin. Now, that's probably going to be the hardest part, is taking sharp nails and putting them into the pumpkin. But then after that, your little 4 or 5 year olds can sit there and just wrap string around the nails and have a good time. Now, if you purchase a white pumpkin, or if you paint a pumpkin white, that's going to make the design pop. So certainly take that into consideration. If you're going to do nail art, you're going to want to get a white pumpkin or paint a pumpkin white. So that way the design stands out. The next one I saw was really cool. This one's a little bit more involved and definitely not one for the little kiddos, and that's melted crayon pumpkins. Basically what you do is you go to the dollar store, you purchase a bunch of cheapo crayons. I don't recommend going the, getting Crayolas or anything like that, because basically you're going to be melting the crayons. And then you get a pot, or you get a pan, or something that you're not going to be using to cook with anymore. You unwrap all the crayons, you put them into the cooking pot or pan, you turn on the heat, melt them all right, and wait until they're all melted, and then you basically pour it over the top of the pumpkin. Now, you can do this several times, obviously you do several different layers, maybe you do different layers of different colors, but it was really cool. You could see the designs. Again, you could go to whatmomslove.com and see the pictures. But I thought that was a really neat thing. You could see all the colors kind of melt together just looks really tie-dye. That's the phrase I was looking for, something that looks tie-dye. So that's another thing. Inexpensive. I mean, dollar store crayons, it's usually 2 for $1. At least at the dollar store I go to, you can get 2 packs of, 16 or 24 crayons for $1. So for a few dollars, you can have yourself one really trippy looking pumpkin. Glitter pumpkins. This is something different. Basically what you do is you take a foam brush, like a foam paint brush, and some non-toxic glue, and you can either paint the entire pumpkin with glue and sprinkle your glitter over top of it, or you can make designs. You could put stars, you could, write the child's name on the pumpkin, and then sprinkle the glitter over top of it. And then my recommendation is to get some hairspray to kind of spray over top of the glitter to keep it all in place, so you don't have glitter flying all over the place. That's another idea. Again, you're probably going to want, if you're going to choose like a gold or maybe a lighter glitter color, you're going to want a white pumpkin in order to do that. You use reds and blues and greens. They may show up okay on an orange pumpkin, but if you really want your designs to pop, a white pumpkin is probably going to be the way to go. This is another one that I thought was interesting, tissue paper pumpkins. Again, using a foam brush and then getting some Mod Podge. It's really easy. You can get it at Michael's. You can get it at Joann's or your favorite craft store. And basically do the same thing as you paint the pumpkin. You can cut shapes out of your tissue paper, or you could just rip it and crumple it up and put it over the Mod Podge. And then you take your foam brush and you brush Mod Podge over top of that. And you can layer it. So you can have a layered tissue pumpkin. You could make faces. I mean, what would be really cool is if you did a tissue paper around the entire pumpkin, like maybe a red or a yellow or something like that, and then came back and like ripped apart, you know, little eyes and a nose and a mouth and, you know, painted the Mod Podge over that. That would make it look really creepy. You know, not so scary, but kind of like off kilter. I think that would look really cool. The last one that I want to share with you is candy pumpkins. Now, using glue, either craft glue or probably hot glue would probably work best. You can go to the dollar store, get a bunch of bags of cheapo candy. You can create scenes or funny faces. There's one on there, a picture, it looks like it's a lion that somebody took candy corns and made the mane by gluing the candy corns so they're sticking straight up. And then, you know, left room for the face, and then they did a little face on the inside of it. Really, really cool idea. But again, I mean, you could get peppermint swirls, you can get, you know, gummy worms, you know, just all kinds of different candies and put that over top. But again, don't let the kids eat the candy after it's been attached, because, you know, the pumpkin's going to rot. I mean, even if you don't carve it, it's going to rot. And the candy will probably get moldy and hard, and definitely don't want that around your younger kids for sure. And definitely don't want it around your pets. But candy pumpkins, that looked like a really cool idea. So again, you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on the Let's Talk Insurance link. It'll bring you to the blog post today where I share with you some of the pumpkin ideas. But again, there's 70 different ideas from whatmomslove.com. And you could click on the link on our blog post for today to see all the different ideas. Very, very cool. There's one, I believe there was, you could use nail polish. You know, just a ton of different ideas. You don't have to carve the same old pumpkin. Do something different. Do something that, you know, doesn't involve knives and potential danger. But a lot of this stuff can be done with young kiddos without any danger of them getting hurt. And it's something that the entire family can do. You know, maybe mom and dad make their own pumpkin and each kid make their own pumpkin. And you guys have a pumpkin decorating contest to see who, you know, you can vote on who has the best pumpkin. So that's something that everybody can do. Especially now with COVID-19, you know, people are real skittish about going trick-or-treating. They aren't having harvest festivals or trunk-or-treat events. You know, so you need to find something that's going to keep the kiddos occupied. And I think decorating pumpkins without carving them is going to be the way to go. Because, you know, doing something like this will take a lot longer than, you know, sticking a knife in a pumpkin and cutting out some eyes, a nose, and a mouth. These are going to take some time and take some work, and you work together as a family and just have a good time. So be sure to check that out on our page. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's going to be mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe, a very happy, and a very warm week. Take care.